With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The novel Fear of Flying not only made a celebrity out of Erika Jong, but put her in the forefront of the now moribund feminist movement. The book introduced Jong's sexy literary alter ego, Isadora Wing, who appears in two subsequent novels. Erika Jong was born in 1942 in New York.
I had one of these marvelous sort of intellectual Russian Jewish families, most of whom were painters, very well read, very well educated. I was schlepped from the Philharmonic to the ballet.
As young as 10, Erika Jong had an inkling she would become a writer.
I announced publicly that I was going to be a doctor. But I always wrote, I always kept journals, I wrote stories, I wrote poems.
Erika Jong continued to write poems during her days at Barnard in Columbia.
I studied 18th century English lit and decided after I got my master's that if I finished my PhD, which I did part of, I would never be a writer. That it would just stymie me forever. I would become a scholar.
After publishing two books of poetry, Erika Jong went to an editor carrying her first attempt at a novel.
He said, "Why have you written from the point of view of a man?" And I said, "Well, Philip Roth writes from the point of view of a man, and Saul Bellow writes from the point of view of a man, and who on earth would be interested in a novel written from the point of view of a woman?"
Erika Jong was told to start over and to compose a novel with a woman's perspective.
It was as if he had given me permission to write from a woman's point of view.
The book that emerged in 1973 was Fear of Flying, whose Portnoy type heroine Isadora Wing returns in Parachutes and Kisses, recovering from another devastating divorce and in search of her Russian Jewish roots with a good amount of sexual dallying along the way. Parachutes and Kisses by Erika Jong is now out in paperback. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Erika Jong had always assumed that being an artist had nothing to do with making money, so she was not prepared for the success of her novel, Fear of Flying, in 1973.
It absolutely astounded me and astonished me when Fear of Flying, my first published novel, though not the first one I wrote, became a worldwide bestseller, sold something like 10 million copies around the world, and gave me the independence to just write.
Even though Fear of Flying became a bestseller, it was not without its detractors, those who objected to Erika Jong's four-letter words and vivid sexuality.
There was a typesetter back in 1973 who would not set type on Fear of Flying, and it had to be sent to the second typesetter. I mean, that was the kind of thing we encountered all the way down the line. We could not run network television ads for the paperback of Fear of Flying in 74.
Even though Jong says the ads were innocuous, Fear of Flying was a breakthrough book which came on the crest of the feminist wave and which shattered for all time the myths about women's needs and desires.
We are angels, but we're also apes. And a lot of the humor of human existence comes out of the fact that here we are, these lofty creatures with these high ideals, but yet think of the situations we get ourselves into because of passion, lust, and our bodily needs.
Erika Jong concedes some readers might be thrown off by the eroticism in her books.
No doubt. There are a lot of people who see sex and literature as two distinct things, and they can't stand the commingling of them.
Because Erika Jong writes so autobiographically, Fear of Flying and its recent sequel, Parachutes and Kisses, now a paperback, tell as much about Jong as they do her literary heroine, Isadora Wing. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. While Erika Jong is best known for such novels as Fear of Flying, Fanny, and Parachutes and Kisses, she is also a poet. She has published several books of poetry, in fact, the most recent called Ordinary Miracles.
I continue to write poetry, but the world takes note of the novels and not much note of the poetry.
Jong's poetry is highly autobiographical, and in Ordinary Miracles, there are lines about the wounds of her divorce, her love for her grandfather, the birth of her daughter. While Erika Jong's novels have given her financial independence, she cautions that, in general, writing does not make one rich.
When I meet young writers, or even middle-aged writers, who say, "How do you become a writer and make millions of dollars?" I'm always appalled and astonished that people think writing is a way to make money.
Parachutes and Kisses, now in paperback, is Erika Jong's most recent novel. It takes her heroine, Isadora Wing, through another turbulent phase of her life and parallels Erika Jong's own existence.
Parachutes and Kisses was the most difficult book I ever wrote. It took me 3 years, and I feel it took living tissue out of my body to write that book.
Erika Jong writes in longhand with a felt pen on legal pads. She is not afraid to use words that might shock an earlier generation.
Certain words trigger very profound responses, and maybe that's one of the reasons that writers use them. in order to trigger those responses.
Erika Jong has a willing audience for her work, but also her detractors.
Nobody's ever been indifferent to my books. I mean, either they clutch them to their bosom and dog-ear pages and underline, or they become furious and throw them across the room. There's never any middle ground.
Erika Jong with BookBeat. I'm Don Swain.